We're taking you behind the scenes with entrepreneurs that run product-based businesses. There's so much information out there tailored towards service providers, so we've carved out a space just for you, the creative entrepreneur making and selling physical goods. We're firm believers that everyone has a story to share, and there is much that we can learn from each other's business journey. Whether you are just starting out or a seasoned business owner, this podcast will shed light on new strategies, inspiration, and action steps to help you grow your product-based business. Hey friends, I'm Katie Hunt, and welcome to Proof to Product. This week, I'm taking you behind the scenes of our recent rebrand. We not only renamed my business from Trade Show Bootcamp to Proof to Product, but we also built a brand new website that is going to serve all of you better. If you haven't listened to episodes 101 or 102, I encourage you to go back and give them a listen before you dive into today's episode. On Monday, we talked about why I chose to make the change, including some of my own fears and hesitancies. On episode 102, we discussed the logistics of making a name change. And then today on episode 103, Caroline Hull of Caroline Creates and I sat down to talk about the marketing plan. Specifically, how did we plan to roll out this news about our name change and our new site? And then how can you get involved too to join in the celebration? So thank you so much for listening. Be sure to check out our new online home at proof2product.com. And I hope you enjoy these episodes.
Okay, so we've dived into now why you decided to rename your business and rebrand and move forward. We've talked about all the logistics and the nitty-gritty, but we keep hinting at this marketing plan that you talked about. So let's start at the very beginning of marketing. So obviously you were talking about building out a marketing plan, but my question is, how do you even begin to think about communicating this change to your audience and build that into your marketing plan?
I think that was my biggest hangup, actually, as we're talking about this more. I think that was my biggest fear. Like, I'm going to tell everybody this, and what are they going to think? Are they going to think I'm crazy? Right. Are they going to be like, oh my gosh, that makes total sense? You know, and also, how do I honor the integrity of this community that we've spent 8.5 years building? How do I, you know, so I was hung up on timing of things. I was hung up on method of things. So like, do I tell our alumni community first? You know, do I like tell them this is coming? Do I ask them to be a part of it? Do I, you know, I mean, obviously there's traditional methods of we're going to send emails, we're going to talk about it on social media, right. You know? Yeah, like I mentioned in the last episode, like, do we do a giveaway? Do we do, you know, all these different things to garner attention? And I also kept thinking, what is my big call to action? Like, we're telling people that we've renamed ourselves and we have this new website that's going to help them more, but like, what am I asking them to do? Am I asking them to go check out the site? Am I asking them to join our mailing list? Am I asking them to buy something? Like, what am I doing? And so I struggled with that for a while because I wanted it to be more of a celebration than a sales period, so to speak. Like, I didn't want everyone to think I was trying to leverage this news as like a chance to sell them something else. And I viewed it as a way to really highlight our community and talk about everybody that's involved and the cool things they're doing. And so a lot of those pieces I said I pulled away. You know, we're not doing the sale of anything. We're not doing a giveaway. But what we are doing is I'll tell you what we're doing in a few minutes. But I'm not trying to be a tease. I'm just trying to like think through my process here. Basically, I wanted to think about what was my messaging and how was I articulating what this meant to our community, right? Like, because it's a big deal to my business. Switching my name and getting a new website, that's a really big deal to me and my business and my team. But how does it affect our community? And what does this mean for them? And so I did decide to tell our alumni early. I told them that I started to type up a message. It was like, I sat there one night, just like type, 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 delete, 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 type, 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 delete, delete, delete. And I finally just jumped on a video. It was late at night. I had no makeup on. And I was like, guys, I'm just really excited to tell you this is what's coming. I want you to know first because you're my people, you're part of my community, and I'm going to need your help too, getting the word out about this. And so basically, long story short, we told the alumni community we're going to be doing some emails and we're going to be doing social posts, of course. But the other big thing we're doing, which I would invite all of you guys listening to participate in, we created a campaign called I Am Proof to Product, because Proof to Product is truly about all of us. It's about everyone making physical products. And so I reached out to people in our community that have been on the podcast, alumni, and I said, can you film a short video that where you say, you know, I'm Caroline and I make these kind of products and here's how I've grown my business and I improve, finish it off with, I improved a product. And then let's share those, send them to us. We're going to put them on stories and Instagram and everything. And like, it's a celebration of our community that we're like all growing up because we are all growing up together. And so, yeah, so you'll be seeing a lot of those videos over the next month of people in our community and how they've built their businesses and what they're selling and how they're continuing to evolve as a business, because this proof to product brand is not just about me. It's about all of us.
Yeah. And that all just goes right back to where you started.
Yes.
When you were telling me about before you could even think of renaming and rebranding, how you had to go back to the beginning and figure out who you were serving and why you were serving them and what the point of your website and everything was for them. And I think that's so cool that you're now tying that into your marketing, because it shows that like all the hard work that you have been doing, while yes, it's been for your business and your brand, you're really doing it for your community, which is awesome. And I think it's a huge testament to like just you as a business owner in person.
Thank you,
Katie.
Thank you. I have goosebumps. Thank you. That's really kind of you to say. I think it has been tricky of feeling like, am I making these shifts from a vanity perspective because, you know, my business is growing? But I felt like Trade Show Bootcamp was kind of becoming bloated. I felt like over the years, people had asked for different trainings or different resources. And I said, okay, let's do it. You know, so I, you know, over the last 8.5 years, I've done like, I think 300 webinars, like online classes, individual classes. Wow. And we've have 100 podcasts and I've done 16 live events and we've done all these things. I created programs for our alumni community. Mm-hmm. You know, in-person conferences for them. And we have a mastermind program that's for our alumni. And we've got all these things, which have been really great and beneficial to everybody. But it also kind of felt like a little bit of a runaway train at times of like, well,
right.
Somebody's asking for something, so I'm making it, instead of being thoughtful and strategic of how this fits into the general business model that we're having. So one shift that's coming with this rebrand is that I have decided to cut a number of the programs that are offered right now. Paper Camp is staying. That's not going anywhere. That'll still be our signature program, both in a course and a conference format. But right now we have a lot of other like evergreen courses that are available about things that we don't really talk about much anymore. Building a wedding album, which, you know, most of us don't do. And, you know, there's just a lot of different things that have become, they were one-off classes that we taught, that we made programs. And I feel like it's just cluttering things. So one of the switches is we're just getting tighter in what we offer. The other thing is I love high touch. I love in-person events. I love live classes where people are on live and asking their questions and we have the back and forth collaboration and conversation about it. I love bringing in guest experts to teach our community about things that I don't know or that things that are evolving or whatever it is. And so you're going to see more of that. Our mastermind program is going really well, and that's higher level for people that, you know, want my coaching. So there's going to be some changes, but really, if anyone has purchased any of our programs in the past, they will still have access to those programs. It's just that we're closing the doors, because when you have so many different things to sell and talk about, you really don't talk about any of them. And so I want to make sure that we're putting our time and attention, our marketing efforts into the things that are making the biggest impact for our community and allowing me to serve them the best.
Yeah, absolutely. And so that's all tying into this release of the new website and the rebrand as well. Yeah. And so how are you going to, like, as you're communicating this bigger story of we're now proof to product, how are you also going to be kind of communicating that information that things are kind of changing?
Yeah, good question. So we're going to do it in a couple different ways. We've got... It's funny because just like these podcast episodes, I want to communicate the why of what we're doing. I want to talk about how it's affecting all of our listeners or audience members or alumni and like what that means for them. And really what it boils down to is like, I want to show that we're just growing up. We're tightening things so that we can do a better job. It goes back to that adage of like, do fewer things better. I guess. I don't know if that – I'm probably butchering that. But
yeah, something like that.
Exactly. But it's the whole point of when you start to spread yourself too thin and do too many different things, you're not giving your all to any of those one things because you're spread too thin. So basically, I'm trying to get back to the core of serving our audience – for where they are, meeting them for where they are. And we're going to do that through some live classes. We're going to do that through the mastermind program, our paper camp program, lots more free content. I'm really excited about the free content that's going to be available on this new site for people that are just starting out and maybe they're not able to invest in a program or a, you know, a class or something. We want to be the number one stop for product-based business owners, whether they plan to sell wholesale or do trade shows or any of that. Like, that's not the those aren't the only things we talk about. We talk about hiring and time management. And, you know, my mastermind group has talked about anxiety in business and how do you manage like fears and all the roller coaster ride that is being an entrepreneur. So we're doing so much more now, but I really want to do it in a smart way that enables us to create programming that helps solve problems for our customers, but also fits into the business model so we don't feel that like bloated thing that we,
Yeah. And like you said too before, like taking them on that journey, like making sure that you're hitting them on the different points of their path and taking a look at that. Again, it just goes all back to the beginning. It's fascinating. And also I think everybody should really hear this and take the time to go back and, like you said, go back to the beginning and look at why you're doing what you're doing, because it really will help shape what you do moving forward.
It 100% helps shape. It shapes everything, your messaging, who you're targeting, what you're doing. And the other thing is there's so much like noise out there in the online education space right now.
Yeah.
And I think that's true for both service providers as well as product makers. And it's hard to know who to trust, and it's hard to know who you want to invest time and money. And we're all just so busy. And so I want people to know that we're a place where they will go, they will get value, that we're gonna over deliver on what we promise because we're a people first company.
Yeah, that's awesome. So let's go back to this marketing plan for a second.
Oh, right.
I mean, I could talk about this all day, Katie. So as you were kind of planning the launch of the website, what were you kind of mentioned for a minute these videos that you were going to be releasing, but how were you going to kind of tease and lead into the full launch? Like, can you give us some kind of like, what are the breadcrumbs? I like to call them cookie crumbs that you leave to the big cookie, you know?
Yeah.
What are some of those cookie crumbs that you're leaving for your audience?
Yeah. So here, if you guys didn't catch this, make sure you sign up for our email list, because I'll probably offer it as like a freebie somewhere because so many people have asked me about this. So 7 days leading up to our launch of our website, we're going to take you back through memory lane. We're going to talk about different milestones within the Trade Show Bootcamp brand and the Proof to Product brand and kind of explain the different things we've done, but we're doing it in a relational sort of way for you. So where I talk about falling on my face and like the lessons I learned from that, I'm going to ask you a question too. And I really want to create a dialogue for those 7 days leading up to the launch and talk about how our business has grown and how you're probably experiencing similar growing pains, maybe in slightly different ways, but we're all in this together basically. So that's our first phase. The week of launch, we are going to be talking about the logistics of what this means for you, our audience, what programs are available, how to access any other courses you've purchased in the past, how this doesn't change the content. This doesn't things aren't changing. They're just improving. And so that week, I think we're sending a handful of emails that talk about that, like what this means for you. We also have these 3 podcast episodes that are coming out. So that should hopefully help reinforce the why and the how and what this means. And then over the course of the next month is when we're going to be telling stories. We're doing a lot of storytelling. Storytelling is a big part of our marketing plan. And that's where we're telling stories of our alumni community, like how they started, similar to what we do in Proof to Product, but shorter and more impactful of like before and afters a little bit. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be also sharing the I Am Proof to Product videos and testimonials and things like that on social and in the emails and stuff like that. So I kind of wanted it to be here's where we've been coming from and here's the journey we've been on. Here's how we're changing and what this means for you. And then highlighting our community members, because truly that's what we're all about.
Yeah. Do you feel like sometimes when you're leading up to a launch and then you get to a launch and you launch, sometimes the momentum can kind of start to go down. Like, do you have a plan for keeping that momentum going based on, like, also I'm curious too about, like, when you're choosing to launch the new website as in relation to your other products?
Yeah. So we basically put the hold on releasing or launching any other products. So we're not selling anything for the entire month that we're launching the website, because we want it to be about promoting the new site and helping people get acclimated to the new space and the resources that are available. So really, it's more of an info push for that first month of the launch. I purposely timed it so that we would be done with Paper Camp. We would be done with the Paper Camp e-course, and it was basically in between sales cycles for us.
Okay.
And really, I want to just give. I want to give as much as we possibly can to our audience, because I want the, you know, at some point we will ask them, you know, we will ask them to buy something or do something or take action in some way. And so, but for right now with the launch, I just want it to be a celebration, a group, like the community coming together to like get excited about the growth and the shift. And I want to involve them in it. So I don't know if that answered your question, but.
Well, no, I think so. And so when you were thinking about the launch, you probably looked at it like in the year, like, you know, like you were saying, you put it between sales cycles. And I think that's really important too, is to kind of look at it, how it fits into the bigger picture of the year of your business.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking too, like, you know, if you're a product business, you know, timing it around a product release or right before a product release or something like that. That way you're not, I think also too, for you personally, like, putting too much on top of you. Like, I can't imagine trying to sell for a conference right now and launching a website.
No. We purposely have not launched the Paper Camp dates for the fall. We will do that probably towards the end of May, early June. But we didn't want to muddy the waters with, like, okay, we're asking people to share a story about their business. And by the way, buy Paper Camp. You know, like, we didn't want it to be like that. So yeah, it's more about just, this is the change, this is the announcement, here's all the resources. We just want people to tell friends. We want people to go sign up for the new opt-ins that we have, watch the videos we have, really engage with what we built.
Yeah. So let's reiterate a couple of things before we wrap this three-part bonanza up. This was super fun, by the way.
thank you for doing it.
Yeah. So nothing is changing for your community. Everything. Nope. Yep, everything's staying the same.
Yep. Don't freak out. All of our alumni will still have access to our alumni Facebook group. Any of the e-courses or programming that they've purchased in the past, it'll still be there. We'll have a very easy to find login button on the new site, so you can easily get into the content you've already purchased. We are making some changes to the things that are available now, like the programming that's available now, but it was done strategically, and I don't think anyone's going to miss what's going, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm so curious about all these things coming up. Like, I'm not even worrying about it. Like, I'm just excited to see what's coming. And then also, like, we want people to help you celebrate. You're going to be posting these videos, and, you know, we want people to join in on the celebration. So
absolutely. Yeah, I want to encourage people to join us in celebrating. Hop on Instagram stories. Tell us who you are. Tell us what your company name is, what kind of products you sell. And when you finish off your video, make sure you finish it off with "I am proof to product." And we're using the hashtag I am proof to product. So you can put that in your Instagram post. You can put it on your stories. But definitely make sure to tag me at proof to product in your stories, because that way we can easily reshare them on Instagram. And so if you tag us in your stories and you use the hashtag, we will be reposting and sharing and promoting all of you guys, because this is a celebration for all of us. We are in this together. We are all building product-based businesses, and I just would love for you to join us. So yeah, please use that hashtag and tag us at proof to product.
That's awesome. Well, I wish that I had a bottle of champagne to pop open so we could virtually cheers, because I know this has been a long time coming, and I just really appreciate you taking us through this process and this journey, because like I said, as somebody who's going to be embarking on this pretty soon, it can feel really overwhelming, and I just think it's so cool that you are willing to let us into the background and share all the dirty things that you had to do to get it done. So
thank
appreciate
you.
That.
Yeah, it hasn't been easy, but I am so excited. And I know in my heart that it's the right move for the business. It's going to allow us to just do so much more. And it's giving me a newfound purpose and a newfound excitement for the work we're doing. And yeah, it's if my story can help somebody else, you know, that's what I'm here for. That's the whole reason I do this podcast and why we do the programming that we do. So yeah, thank you.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Katie.
Thank you, Caroline. You could probably hear the nerves in my voice as I was talking. This has been such an amazing project to work on, you guys, but it has been a long time coming. And we want to celebrate. We want to celebrate with you because our Proof to Product community would not be what it is today without all of you, our listeners, our speakers, our sponsors, and all the students who have trusted us to play a small part in their business. So here is how you can get involved in this celebration. Film an Instagram story talking about why you do the work you do. Tell us your name, your company, and tell us about the products that you sell and some successes that you've had. It can be as long or short as you want, but at the end, say, I am Proof to Product. And when you post it online, make sure to tag me at Proof to Product and use the hashtag I am Proof to Product, and we will share it on our feed. All of us are doing amazing things in our businesses, and we want to celebrate you and our community and how together we all rise. Thanks so much for spending time with us today. Head on over to proof2product.com to join the conversation, access our show notes, and discover free resources to help you build your product-based business. We'll be back next week with a new episode. Thanks again.